voodoo.
Voodoo? Is the voodoo real today?
We don't know. Voodoo.
Okay, but in our community, in America, you never heard anyone being an expert in these type of things. We would know about it. Doesn't exist. In our generation, the last couple of generations, you never heard of witchcraft. Doesn't exist in the civilized world. So this concept of b'machashefim, if we're discussing here the times of Mashiach, this terminology has absolutely no relevance. People, no one today engages in witchcraft. Okay, no one goes and sits on a broom and flies away into the sky. This doesn't happen today. No one twitches their nose, bewitched, and things happen. These things don't exist today. And so, if this pasuk is relevant for the Yemos HaMashiach, and it's the very, very end of Sefer Malachi, and whatever is at the end of Sefer Malachi is obviously even more relevant for us today than anything else in Tanakh, how can it say this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come near to us and be a witness to judge us for witchcraft? Witchcraft, it's the last thing in the world today that we have a problem with. We have a problem with every Aveira in the book. Witchcraft is not even on the radar screen that witchcraft should be an issue in our generation. You never heard anyone, a principal calls up the Rebbe, oh, you know, I'm throwing out your child from yeshiva because he's doing witchcraft in class. You don't hear these type of stories. You don't hear this. What's going on? So the answer is, it means, basically what it means is, I'm not saying, the other people, it means technology. Because today, we're blessed with technology. Right in front of me over here, I have a technology over here. It's like mamash over here on the table over here. It's mamash beyond belief. We have cutting edge technology over here. We have mamash the best of the best. Okay, we live in a world today of air conditioning, LED lights, and we have the front door of the shul is locked because the computer decides when the door can be open, when the door can be locked. And everything over here is on a computer. We have incredible technology. Smartphone over here, which is beyond belief what this thing can do. So the problem though is, this is the modern day witchcraft. Because many people, unfortunately, in this world are using this technology as a means to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That our destiny, our life, our future is in our hands. We can do whatever we want. We have technology, and the technology is a tool to contradict. I think the correct term is to contradict the Pamalia Shalmala. So it's really fascinating. The word b'machashefim means the modern translation is the abuse of technology. It means technology, but the abuse of technology to say that we can control everything in this world. We can decide everything. Today, you see, read the news. Basically, through technology, people are convinced that there's nothing that they cannot do in the medical field. In going to the moon, we have space stations, and they want to control the weather, and control our bodies, and control this. Driverless cars, everything is. You don't need to leave anything to chance. Everything is beordained, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge mankind for and serve as a witness. What is your intent in using this technology? Is your intent to take this technology as a tool to rebel against me, or is it taking it as a tool in order to enhance your service of me? What else could it possibly be in our day and age? Next, uvame no'af, and this certainly is something which we have a lot of problems with. We have issues in Bizman Azeh with noshim, the erva asaretz, niuf, shetufei zima, marriage, divorce, and all these terrible things that go on in the tool that we have to elaborate on. Uvan Nishmoyim La Shoker. This is certainly very popular. Today, Sheker. Today, Hash Emes Nederes. To know the Emes. It is almost impossible today to get your fingers on what is really going on in any aspect of our lives. What is the Emes? What is the truth? What is, as they say, fake news? There is an enormous amount of Sheker in this world. Uve Oishke Schar Socher. Abuse, pashup shot, abuse, people who abuse workers, almana, widows, the yosem, orphans, umate ger, people who are take advantage of gerim, immigrants, everything that can surround the word ger, velo yerim, and mankind today, this sums it all up. Today in this world there is no fear of God. There's no fear of God in society, in the secular society for sure. There is no semblance of Yirah Shamayim, Omar Hashem Tzavakas. This is Ramesh winding down the last few circles of Sifrei Malachi, and this pasuk, it really just leaps off the page of what Malachi is over here coming to tell us what exactly is the problem of Yemos HaMashiach. He lists all of these sins, Banachashafim, which we're translating as technology, the abuse of technology, which Shitufei Zima, and a problem of Sheker, and abuse. And then umate ger velo yiruni, which also is a form of abuse. Okay, oishke, we elaborated yesterday and very much on what it means oishke, and mate ger is another form of abuse, taking advantage of people that are vulnerable. And number five is velo yiruni, there is no yira shamayim, and that really says it all. When there's no yira shamayim, you have nothing. That's the Bar Amalek, asher kar chabaderech vayizanev kol hanecheshom achanecha velo Yorei Elohim. There are two perushim as to what those words mean. Are they referring to the Jewish people they were lacking Yirah Shamayim, or is it referring to Amalek, Elu v'Elu Divrei Elohim Chayim? And the problem with Amalek, what they have done to us, what they are all about, is there's absolutely no such thing as Yirah Shamayim. And without Yirah Shamayim, everything comes tumbling down. Now let's see the Rashi. We did yesterday the Mitzvahs. Let's see the Rashi. If there is any Rashi, believe it or not, there is no Rashi. So let's go to the Radak. Radak, Pasuk Hey. The Radak on page 893 says, "V'korafti ba'osah yom shezochar," referring to Yemos HaMashiach, "Aleichem I'll come upon you, Hador sheyiyeh b'yamachu v'hadaris she'ovru, im loy kiblu dinam ba'olam hazeh yikablu dinam ba'olam haba." Hashem says that in that generation, which has passed, if they have not received their punishment in this world, they will receive their punishment in the next world. We think that if we get out of this world, this is a very scary thing. People, you know, they're very depressed. And they say, you know what, it's time for me to leave this world. So the people they say back, and you think it's going to be better in the next world? Where are you escaping to? Person escapes this world, where is he going? Where is his neshama going? He's going to the next world. And what's going to happen in the next world? No one came back to tell us. But we have Emuna, there are a lot of activities. It's like camp. They have morning activities, afternoon activities, night activities, extracurricular activities. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Who knows what goes on there? There are a lot of activities, and there's a lot of din v'cheshven, and not everyone is a happy camper. So leaving this world and going, escaping the pain and frustration of this world is not going to solve our problems, because what's going to be in the next world? Here, this world is a world of opportunity. In the next world, Chazal say, there's no opportunities. You are, whatever you accomplish in this world, that's what you have in the next world. So if we think we're going to escape this world, who knows? And this is what they tell, I don't know, no one ever came back to tell us what exactly goes on, but it's pretty scary. It's a scary thing, and that's exactly what it says here in this pasuk, like the Sparkle is going to judge us. If you don't get punished in this world, person does not, whatever this means exactly, take advantage of this world, then the next world is going to be an accounting. Aid, the next words in the Radak are a witness. Ki ani, yodea hanistodes v'oid bohem b'ma she'osu. Hashem says, I know all of the secrets, this is the Pashut, and I will test. Hashem says, I will testify. It's interesting that in Hazinu that we just learned last week, we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he summoned the Shamayim and the Aretz to serve as witnesses. And in this pasuk in Malachi, it says that Hashem does not need any other witnesses. Hashem himself is the witness. Hashem himself will be the witness to testify about all of the secrets. Mimaher l'shalem gemulam, Hashem will be swift to bring punishment and reward. Next, matiger, mati mishparagir, just explains it means that those who commit the crime of taking advantage of a ger. Ger simply means a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek has no relatives, no one to defend him, no one to stand up for him. But it also means generally people that are vulnerable. There is no one there to lean upon. That is that we miss in the time a yosim and almana. Even a yosim and an almana that is wealthy, has all the money they can possibly need to survive in this world, there is something lacking. There's still no one rooting for them. We're talking about someone, there's an idea called
advocate.
Even less than an advocate. Who is rooting for you? Take a Rachmana Litzan of a Yosson. a child, and he doesn't have parents, doesn't have a parent, and let's say you live in a society where Baruch Hashem, everything the child needs is taken care of. Like live in America, Baruch Hashem, you live in a community like Flatbush, or these communities where Baruch Hashem, it's not perfect, far, far from perfect, but you see many times, Rachmanu Litzlan, there are Yisraelim, or Almanas, and people come forward. They help them out, and they provide their needs. They have food, shelter, insurance, tuition is paid, kids go to camp, and college, the college grants, v'chulu v'chulu, and people, they have money to make a simcha. I mean, it's a tremendous and tremendous chesed. So you'll say, so today there's no such thing as a yasam and almana. It's sheker, sheker, sheker. Although a person can have everything they possibly need, there's no one really rooting. Okay, rooting is a very good word, like a baseball game. They don't have real fans. When a child, a little child, doesn't have a father, doesn't have a mother, and let's say he davens for the Omer in Shul on Shabbos, they give him the daven. They have a 15-year-old boy, and he davens Shachris, he davens Musaf, and he comes home. He doesn't have a mother to say to him, you know, wow, he davens so nice. I was like, you know, there's someone behind the machitza rooting for you, or a father in the shul rooting for you. A child brings him a report card. There's no one to root for the child. That is devastating. Child could have everything, all the money, everything. You don't have someone rooting for you, that's a problem. And even you'll tell me children that they don't have a good relationship with their parents. Let's say you see children who are, you know, they're not every parent is such an expert in raising children, and there are a lot of very strange things that go on in this world. But the bottom line is, deep down, even parents who are not on good terms with their children are still rooting for their children. And the children know that. And it's a world of a difference. Mamish, a world of a difference. And that's the tragedy. Children need chizuk. Okay, let's now go over here to this to the Malbim. The Malbim on page 893. The pasuk over here says, "V'kodaf v'kodafti, I will come near." We should learn Masha Atem Mevakshem Shashem Yimotzei. This that you seek out Shashem Yimotzei Yimotzei. Bein bnei Adam bezman hazeh lishpoit esat tzadik v'yesod rasha u'lashalim gemulam v'insham tekev. The Malbim is going back to what we learned a few pasukim ago, that the Jewish people are complaining. Their complaint is tzadik v'raloi. This is very appropriate to learn this Malbim and this psukim on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Because as Rabbi Maievsky will tell us, what do we lay on Shabbos Chol Hamoed? We lay Moshe Rabbeinu, we lay his question, Hareini no eski voidecha. This is what we lay on Shabbos. Hashem, show me your covenant. And what does that mean, Rashi? Moshe asked Hashem the aged old question, Tzadik v'raloi rasha v'toivloi. That's what Rashi says. Show me your honor. What is kavod? It's very interesting. The translation of kavod is, why is it that tzadikim suffer and the righteous and the wicked prosper? And here we are. We're learning over here. This is the age old question. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the answer. You see that? We're getting into what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm not telling you the answer. V'ru'isa etzachorai ufonai lo yeiro'u. You will not know the answer to this question. And will you ever know it? Well, that's all subject to what does it mean. You will see me from behind. In hindsight, in retrospect, the kesher shel tefillin, whatever this means. But in any event, the Kodafti, Ritzon Lamar Masha Atem, Mavakshim Shashem Motzi Bain, Bnei Adam, Bizman Azel, Lishpoid, Esatzarek, Vesar Rasha, Ulashalim Gmulam, Vain Sham Take, Vze EF Shalios, Alasal Liosach, Yagia, Esatikon, Vozlo Yimotse, Esig, Af Sig, Vichet Kal. Then, when Mashiach will come, this incredible thing that he says over here is that then you won't even find the slightest defect in Hashem's actions. What you think is tzadik v'raloi, le'osilavo, you will not be able to find even the smallest defect in Hashem's way, ki v'esh Hashem nishpat, v'zman hazeh, hu olam habechira. Now, today, we live in a world that everything is concealed. This is a world of choice. V'hatumura, v'hanisayoyin, I don't know what the word tumura here means. V'hal yirav ha-mesu, this word means ha-tmura. Tmura means to exchange. I'm not sure what it means over here by that in this context. V'hanis soyoin. We live now in a world of trial and tribulation. We do not know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. V'yev shal histaheg derech zeh ulam. However, b'chol zois agam shim ba'oiv de'avod ha-zor ani noig b'derech ha-hester v'oilam k'mneg noig. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hides himself and he allows the wicked to prosper. You know, I didn't realize the microphone is not on. No wonder it sounds a little bit low. Does it make a really difference? Do we even need this? Is it better with the microphone?
Of course.
Yeah. I've got to put it on. All right.
Maybe that's why no one was asking questions.
No, I don't think so. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further over here. Gam Kadam Zman Asin lost the place over here. Shim Evil Levani Abraham Hester Vil Magnaik. I'm over here in the Malbum. It's four lines down. The Yesh Rishaim Matzlichim Ad Es Kates Shaz Eshav Lishmas Sagoyim Es Kolagoyim Bechol Zos. Even though that the wicked they are successful in this world, Bechol Zos we should be aware that the day of reckoning is coming. Bechol Zos Alechem Bechol Zos Alechem Eker Vlamishpat Gam Kadam Zman Asin Vial Zos. This thing is very important. The Malbim is always novel in his understanding of the Pesukim. He says, he's bothered, why does the Pasuk use the word Vikorafti? I will come near. And it's explaining that the Mishpat will already begin before the times of Mashiach. Isn't it incredible? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is going to punish the wicked in a way that we can appreciate, we can see, that the Rishonim are not going to get away with their evil deeds, and the Tzaddikim are going to be rewarded before the ultimate Zman of Mashiach. And that's how we understand the beginning of Pasuk Hey, V'korafti Alechem LaMishpat. I will exercise Mishpat soon, Koroif, in the near future, meaning even before the end of days. They will already be an element of Mishpat. Gam koidim zman ha'asa. This is amazing what he says. V'al zeh amar v'korafti. Shemoyra al shayikav koidim azman ha'rochek. V'al ha'kavona shem mishpatav im yishol lo yurochek imehem k'mo minu umayis adi'alilim. And Hashem's judgment is not going to be in the far distant, far future. V'agam shol yeh boifen shayye lasad lovo shayit starif afsid kal v'chayit katan b'chozos. Even though that the Mishpat, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will do, before the coming of Mashiach will not be complete, it's not going to be purified to the degree where there will be absolutely no questions, but there will still be a significant understanding of Hashem's ways even before the Zman of Mashiach. So if that's true, then we're in a lot of trouble, because today we don't see much of that. Today, unfortunately, the world is spinning out of control. B'chol zos v'yisi im'ed m'acher b'machashafim Uva min oafim shem averis chamurois, that we discussed these five, really there are five different categories of sin. Al zeye eid memacher kodim hazman ha'asal ha'rachoik, I'm going to be a witness, v'zim mitam shlo uchal la'azoiv eschem mila'anoish eschem. Hashem says, I cannot abandon you and not punish you until, this goes back to the old principle, ad shetismalei ha'so'ah sh'os tichlu l'garmi. Now this is another principle we had so many, many, many times, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not wait until the very, very end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael little by little so that the sin should not accumulate to a measure, to a degree, that if he were to punish us in one shot, we would be chas v'shalom, overwhelmed and wiped out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he punishes Klal Yisrael little by little to cleanse them so that the sin should not accumulate to a point where we're unable to pay our debts. Unlike the Umayis Ha'olam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to accumulate a large measure of sin, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them in one shot, and it's overwhelming, and they're wiped out. And that's what the pasuk is on the next page. Everybody goes into the next pasuk. That includes the Malbim. Okay, there is over here, there are no Mefarshim, the Tutu of Chazal. Oh no, there is one thing over here, but it's a little bit. Let me just do this, finish up, and we'll go further on after Yom Tov. Matei Geram, on now page 894. The last thing we're going to do, I think we'll finish up. That's the last thing over here. I think we're going to Sandok. That's for the next parasha. That's the last thing. The last thing over here is on page 894, one man Chazal. Likutei Shas, 894. on the bottom of the page where it says Likutei Shas Umedosha Tanoim Umate Ger Lo Yu Vulo Yuni Amar Yish Lokesh Kolamate Dina Shel Ger Ki Ilu Mate Dina Shel Maila. Anyone that is corrupt, anyone that corrupts the din of a ger, he is going to be punished. It is likely that he is going again. He's going to war against Hashem. Shenemar umati ger matikse. Make a drasha. Even though we pronounce it a mate, you can read it mati, which means me. You are corrupting I. Hashem is saying that when you misbehave, it's as if you are corrupting my existence. Anyone that's in Naver and has Chalata, Moichlin loy miyad. Shemema v'lo yiruuni. Ha yiruuni, Moichlin miyad. Hashem forgives them. Where do you see that? It says here, v'lo yireuni. Okay, I'm not really clear on the exact details of this drash, but it seems to say that the person does, he fears Hashem, that takes away all of the crimes. Next, anyone that judges La'amita Shaldavar, it's as if he feared Hashem his entire life. Anyone that corrupts a din, it's as if he did not fear Hashem. It's the worst thing you can possibly be doing is to lead to a state where you have no fear of Hashem. You know, it's like a joke. There was a person who was living in Europe and before the war, and he decided he's going to go to America. Come to America. And everyone in the shtetl, they thought at that time, America, the treif of Medina. Even the stones in America are treif. Okay, the treif of Medina, you're going to go to America, you're going to become, so as he was going, they were escorting him to the train. And they were insulting him. And they said, you're going to go to America. Oh, you're not going to follow you the customs of your parents anymore. Then he kept on going. You're not gonna be meticulous in kashrus. And then he said, oh, you're not gonna wear tefillin. Oh, your end's gonna be you're not gonna daven. Oh, you're gonna go to America. Then they kept getting worse. You're gonna be machal Shabbos. And then they said, oh, you're gonna marry a shiksa. And as he was getting on the train, walking up the steps, You're gonna wear a tie. You're gonna wear a tie. They were building up. They started out the Kleinikai. You're not gonna shuckle the lulav kaminik svar. You're gonna shuckle kaminik ashkenaz. You're not gonna eat kosher. You're not gonna eat glat kosher. You're not gonna eat cholav yisrael. You're not gonna daven with a minion. You're not gonna daven. You're not gonna wear tefillin. You're not gonna eat kosher. You mean Machal Shabbos? And the last thing they said, you're going to put on a tie. The worst thing you can possibly do. Mama Shmat, to put on a tie. So it's a joke. I don't think no one here is laughing on the joke, but really, the Mamar Chazal says exactly the same thing. Is the worst thing, so a person, he starts doing an Aveira. You do an Aveira. A person has the Yetzirah. You got to give a person a little slack. You know, a person has a need to sin once in a while, right? Person has the Yetzirah. Person has to go. You know, you wake up late one day. You miss a little thing here and there. But one thing leads to another. What's the Shpitz? After allowing a person to slide, to backslide and do averos, what's the worst thing that you can possibly do? So you would think, marry a non-Jew, right? No, Chazal said the worst thing you'll do is you will not be a Yorei Shamayim. That's the worst. Worse than anything that can happen. You backslide one avera to another avera. The Shpitz is, I'm not a Yorei Shamayim. I don't fear God. That's a very profound statement.
That would be the first step.
No, you would think it was the first step. You would think, but it's not. It's not. The truth is, they're very great. People are very big Yorei Shamayim, but the greater you are, the greater your Yetzirah. There are people that are big Yorei Shamayim. They have a lot of problems. People have problems with money. People have problems with women. People have problems with food. People have problems with kavod. Ooh. They have a lot of problems over kavod, but they're really Yorei Shamayim. And you see this, you see this. You know, you see this. I'll give you examples. They really are good people. But people have weaknesses. They have vulnerabilities. A person allows himself to sin more and more and more and more and more. You know what the worst thing is? The worst thing is when you find yourself, you end up one day when you wake up and you don't have any Yirat Shamayim. That's the Shpitz. That is the end. That's the end. And that's what it says over here. V'lo yireuni. It's an incredible idea. It was kedai for me to come just for this today. The
Kodafi, before your time, your grandfather was in the Beis Medrash of Simchas Torah. And there was a bachur who was a Baal Teshuva, but he went off to Derech again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say his name, but he was there with, they were standing together by Akafis with Rabbi Zadel Epstein.
And my grandfather, you remember this? You saw this?
Yeah.
You saw my grandfather?
The whole Beis Medrash heard it. It was loud
because
it was a lot of noise. And the bachur was like, he got out that he was already not a Shomer Shabbos anymore.
Yeah.
He came to our office because he was still, enjoying the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rav Epstein, he just yelled out to the bachur. He said to his name, the first name wouldn't mean anything, but he said, "Nech, nech, havos zindiks do." And the kid yelled out, and the whole base man just froze because it got quiet and everybody heard. And he yelled out, "Files is geschmack."
I think my mother told me this.
He
told me he was
this guy's still around.
My mother told me the guy that wasn't
there. He never got married.
He come and he danced on Simchas Torah with a brand.
We were standing there in the street. Many years later, I was standing in the street with a friend of mine before I got married, so it was still before your time. And he came up, but we were Yom Kippur standing in the street. And we didn't go upstairs after davening. It was 10:30 at night, and we were on the way home from shul, and he passed by, and he said, he just stopped us, and my friend, who was a closer friend of his, he said, it's Yom Kippur, like that. He was dressed in sneakers and a shirt, he says, "You know where I'm going now? I'm going to the parking lot, take out my taxi, and I'm driving my taxi tonight." That's all. He was like so, removed from it. But that was that guy.
But that's what it says in this passage. The passage over here says, Hashem always says, "I'm going to judge you for what?" So we're building up. Avera is bam chashavim, witchcraft. Okay, that's pretty bad. Oh, zunus uvam inoafim. Oh, we're getting worse. Someone who swears falsely. Someone who oppresses other people. This is the reason, it's not just ben adam lamakom, it's adam lachavero. You oppress, you abuse the almon of the yosan, and then the ger. And what's the last thing you can possibly do? The last thing is you go and you have no yirah shamayim. The spitz of how low you can fall is the absence of yirah shamayim. Okay, we're going to start with the Navi. Okay, so now we'll talk now a little bit about some, we'll just go straight. We'll go and talk about some of the inyanim of Simchas Torah. Yesterday we spent the whole day on Hoshana Rabbah, and now we want to spend some time on going through very quickly some of the inyanim of Simchas Torah, and then we'll wind down with some machshavos, some ideas of Jewish for the end of Yom. We're not going to have Shir on Sunday, and Monday is Erev Yom Tov. We're not going to have Shir on Monday either. Okay, Hoshana Rabbah, we're not going to have Shir. It's a long davening. I'm not going to be able to make it. So, Mirz Hashem, the next time that we will resume will be on Thursday. Next Thursday will be our next Shir. Before we wind down, I want to go over some of the Yom of Shmini Atzeres. First, Shmini Atzeres. Not Shmini Atzeres. We know that we have a different Nusach. The Nusach is Yom Chag HaShmini Atzeres. That we don't say Chag HaSukkos. We say Yom Chag HaShmini Atzeres. If a person makes a mistake and he says in the Nusach HaTfilah, a person says by mistake